welcome to Tiny Urban Homesteading. I'm your host, Justine. I'm a blogger and YouTuber of Country Girl in a Small and City World. I'm excited that you're here with me on this crazy journey of urban homesteading. I hope you enjoy our episode today and find this information useful and you want to come back for more. So here we go. Hi, everyone, and welcome to episode number 3. On today's episode, we're going to dig a little deeper into composting. There's no pun intended. I think there's a lot of misconceptions when it comes to composting. The number one misconception is all composters have a very bad smell. Now, I've talked to a lot of people who are actually not really into homesteading. They're interested in learning more about it. But when I mention composting, the first thing they say is, Justine, I don't want to compost because I don't want every neighborhood animal to be in my back patio because it's going to smell bad. Well, here's the thing. When it comes to composting, if your compost bin smells, that is meaning that you are doing something wrong. If you have a compost bin and it is starting to smell, then you really need to check a couple things. You need to check your pH. You need to make sure that you are properly maintaining that compost bin and putting the correct items in a compost bin. Now, your compost bin, you can't just throw everything from your kitchen into the compost bin. There's several things that you can use and cannot use when it comes to composting. I actually just released a blog post this week on my blog on www.countrygirlinasmallcityworld.wordpress.com where I go into detail on what items you can and cannot use when it comes to composting. So if you want more information on that, if you want to head over to my blog, that'll be the perfect thing for you to look at if you're looking at what items are the best to compost and which items that you should stay away from when composting. So as I mentioned before, the number one misconception is the smell. And really, if you don't maintain your compost bin correctly, then that will occur. But if you do it correctly, then there will be no negative smells being put off from your compost bin. Another concern is not having enough time to devote yourself to composting. Well, here's the thing. So when you begin composting, that is literally the one time that you actually have to have a little extra time to start. And that's just because it's the setup. It's getting the right container. It's drilling holes in the container. It's putting stuff in the bin to start. It's, you know, if you're utilizing worms, it's putting those in the bins as well. So there is a little bit of time needed to start up, but after that, really, you only need a couple days because in your compost bin, you could go 2 days before having to mix up your compost because you want the air to get in there to help the decomposing of the organic matter. But if you're looking for a quicker way to break down all that organic matter, you can look into vermicomposting, which is when you're going to utilize worms to decompose those organic matters. Now, a lot of people will use red worms. That has been the most successful worm that a lot of people have talked about when they are composting. The worm will be an excellent helper in the composting process because it will break down that matter quicker than when you are actually going in there and mixing that compost yourself. So when it comes to vermicomposting, there is a quicker turnaround period for composting because the worms are going to go in there and they're going to tunnel through all those products and they're going to create air in your product. And when you're composting, air is very important because that air is going to help the decomposition of those organic matter. So they're going to help you decay those products. And then in the end, you're going to have a beautiful product from those worms after they've kind of chewed everything out and you get their waste. And then that waste can be utilized for your gardens, your flowers, whatever you want to use it for. They create such an excellent product that has a lot of nutrients and it's very powerful and a healthy product, a lot healthier than what you're buying at the store, in my opinion. Now, that's just my opinion. Some people may beg to differ, but I think it is such a better quality product than what you're buying in the store. I have done a lot of research online. When I do these podcasts, I make sure that I well inform myself on different topics that even though I may think I know a lot of information on it, I want to see what other information is out there through videos, articles, and books on homesteading as well. And I came across a very interesting article, and I found this article on www.agric.wa.gov.au. And this article was very interesting when it came to composting. It talked about how composting is an aerobic process that helps reduce the amount of methane gas during the breakdown of organic matter. Now, if you're not aware of what methane gas is actually more powerful than carbon dioxide is, which is pretty interesting because if you're not familiar with even carbon dioxide, there's a lot of negative effects to it. And when I was reading this article, it was really kind of mind-blowing to compare the breakdown of organic matter in composting compared to the breakdown of organic matter in a landfill site. So when the products go to the landfill, so not only are we releasing this negative emissions from the garbage truck picking up your garbage and then driving to the landfill, when that product gets to the landfill and then it sits there and is starting to break down, that process is anaerobic. So the difference between anaerobic and aerobic is aerobic means that you have free oxygen. So there's oxygen in there that's helping the breakdown of the organic matter. Now, anaerobic, there's no free oxygen there available. So it's going to break down, but while it's breaking down, it's going to cause that release of methane. And methane, if you haven't heard the term before, do your research on it. Methane is one of the contributors to global warming. Global warming is a big crisis here in our world. There's a lot going on that's causing global warming, and it's a major topic that I think a lot of people kind of take, you know, not so serious, but they really should, because global warming is huge. It's happening every single day, and us as humans are really, really contributing to that in our daily lives. And we may not think about that, but we truly are contributing to global warming. So just by composting, we are doing our part to help reduce the amount of methane emissions that are being released into the environment. So, you know, when that organic matter is going to the landfill and it's decomposing aerobically, it's not getting that oxygen, so it's going to smell, it's going to release, you know, the CO2s in the form of methane, and all in all, it's just not good for our environment and our world as a whole. So when we are composting, we're doing aerobically so that oxygen is getting in, there's water presence, and it's going to gain energy from carbon, and it's going to break down that organic matter, it's going to create healthy organic matter, and we're not going to have to worry about the release of methane gases. So all in all, composting is an absolute excellent way to utilize our kitchen scraps to help decrease methane emissions from our landfills and give us a healthy product in the end that can be used for our gardens, for our flower beds, can be used for so many different things. And for doing something so little as having a compost bin in our backyard or in our back patio. So I always tell people, when you're looking at ways to start urban homesteading, I definitely suggest composting. It's very simple, as I mentioned earlier. It's not time consuming, and you're doing your part to be more environmentally conscious. And as homesteaders, that should be one of the top five things on our list on why we want to homestead, is to be more environmentally cautious, because every day we are doing things that unfortunately are negatively impacting our environment. And if we want our kids and our great-grandchildren and everyone to be able to live in a beautiful world in the next 30, 50, 100, 200 years, then we need to do our part today to help reduce the negative impacts on our environment. And by composting, we are doing that. So we are doing our part to help decrease those emissions and help decrease the amount of waste that's going into our landfills. And even just like I said, that truck driving to the landfill is reducing emissions as well. So if you have the opportunity, please look into composting if it's something that you've been on the edge about, because I promise you, you will not regret composting because there's so many amazing benefits to it. And it's so, so simple for your urban homestead. Now, if you're interested in learning a little bit more about composting, learning about what the perfect kind of bins are for composting, learning about ways to compost or what you can use your compost for, or also just in general, some simple things about composting and how the breakdown works and what you can and cannot put in your compost bin, then head on over to my blog at www.countrygirlinasmallcityworld.wordpress.com. I just posted a blog post all about composting, and I think there's a lot of valuable information in there for you. I really wanted to make sure that I kind of covered a lot of important things, not only in this podcast, but as well on my blog. So if you're interested more in compost, head on over to my website, and I hope that you will join me on my next podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day, guys.